So Brother Tony, you were saying in verse 18, again, we are taking it one step at a time. Are you with me so far? We're taking it one step at a time and we're building there with the idea now that those true believers that are alive, that they have the mark of ownership, that down payment were put on their behalf, God have something that is great for them. Now, how many of you sometimes on your computer went something to access something and you get this thing, access denied? Access denied. Or sometimes you go to your, I don't know if any of you have an online banking or whatever, and you put the wrong code or whatever, and you get this thing, access denied. Or if you are working in some kind of top security something, and you want to hack the computer, you get this, access denied. You have to have the right credential to enter in. You need that. Are you with me? Those are really practical things that happen. You see, the things of God are very simple. It is just the same way. You need to approach God. Now, I could say, well, but I would like to do it that way. No, it is through the Spirit. You see how important that is? It is through the Spirit. I'm not going to talk about individually now because I think it was highlighted enough that, look, if you belong to Christ, show me that. I don't know. I cannot read your VIN number. I can't, but I could see the way you dress, the way your hair look, the way you talk, and I could tell, I don't know, I might be wrong, but you know what? That's all I know. Show me that you really belong to Him. That's individually. But now I want to talk about collectively, how we're going to approach God. The idea that God redeem us so we might worship Him. There are two things that collectively that we have through the Spirit, and it only could be regulated by the Spirit of God. Praying and worshiping. That is the collective idea when the assembly is gathered. Praying and worshiping. Or praying, praising, and worshiping. These are the two things that the access that we have. How do you want to do that? You want to do it your own way? Or you want to have the right credential? So you would not get this access denied. You need the Spirit of God. And I think Brother Chuck was touching on the idea, fully free and at liberty, so you could access. Because you could grieve Him, and we're going to talk about that later on. But just really the whole idea again, individually and collectively, as a company, where are we gathered? Is the Spirit of God free to function, to bring us to the Father? Or is He hindered because we have our own idea how to access? And that will determine to me where I ought to be.
It's a tremendously important thing to separate the systems that are around us from the people who are in them. I'm going to say that again. We must distinguish a system that men have set up. We must distinguish that system from the individuals who were there. What we're having today is true of every true believer. Get hold of that. Everyone who truly belongs to Christ has been quickened by Him, has been sealed by Him, as we have. He or she has this earnest within them, and He has this free access to the Father. Okay? We separate that privilege and that place of blessing that we've been brought into from this circle that we got started on this morning that encompasses believers everywhere. We're talking about individuals today. I love when I come to the individual part here that Emil's mentioned, it's both, what we had in the ministry meeting, and you've mentioned it many times, Emil, that I don't ever get a busy signal here. I don't ever get a note. I had to call the Veterans Administration a couple of weeks ago for a difficulty that I had, and I rang their number, and we went through all of this, and they said, your call is very important. Please hold the line. We'll be with you in just a moment. Your call is very important. Please hold the line. We'll be with you in just a moment. Your call is very important. Please, 20 minutes. I kept hearing about how important my call was. What a wonderful thing we have here that I've never denied access. I'm driving down the road in my car. I'm sitting in my room at home. I'm doing whatever, and I always have this access. The idea of the Father is the idea that carries the relationship of children with it and of sons. What a wonderful thing. Do you like to be with your Father, your natural Father? I hope that you do. The greatest joy I have is, or one of the greatest joys, being with my kids. We're a family. We do things together. We love each other. We love to be together. Grandchildren, the same way. What a heritage we have here. Free access, never denied, never a busy number, always a Father who wants to hear and wants to commune with you and I.